Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah continues discussing what one is allowed to use the Maaser Sheni money to purchase in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Zion. Ein lechem avadim ushvachis. A person cannot purchase slaves and maidservants. These are not food. V'karkayis, he can buy land. Ubehema tmea. And non-kosher animals that, for all intents and purposes, are not food for him because they're not kosher. Midmei Maaser Sheni, he can't purchase any of these things using money from Maaser Sheni. Vim lakach, and if he did purchase them, Yechal Kenegdan, he has to eat Kenegdan, equal value to that purchase. He has to take other money that's regular chulin money and eat it in the proper Maaser Sheni fashion. He has to buy Maaser Sheni appropriate purchases, food in Yerushalayim. And he has to do that, replace the Maaser Sheni money with his own chulin pocket money. Even though in the last mission we mentioned that when someone tries to purchase something that he's not able to with Maaser Sheni money, if it's done b'shegig, then the sale is not valid and the two parties have to give back the money and the item. The Rav says here, it could be we're talking about exception, either where the seller has taken the money and disappeared and he's not around to return the money, so then the person has to use his own pocket money chulin to replace the Maaser Sheni money, or if it was done b'mezid, like we mentioned in the past, b'mezid, then he doesn't undo the sale. The Mishnah continues, ein mevin kine zavim v'kine zavis. One cannot bring with Maaser Sheni money kine zavim, birds for the carbon that a zav brings, or the birds that a zava brings as a carbon, although one is allowed to and supposed to purchase carbonus shlamim. You should buy animals to bring as a carbon shlamim in Yerushalayim. Shlamim are optional carbonus. They're not obligated. But obligated carbonus are not allowed to be purchased with Maaser Sheni money, and the birds that a zav and a zava brings as part of the tahara process for their tumah that they have is obligated. V'kine yeledus, they're not allowed to buy birds for a yeledus. A woman who gave birth brings birds as carbonus. These are also obligated and they can't be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. Chatais v'ashamais, a chatas or a asham that are brought for different averis and are obligated carbonus. None of these carbonus can be brought midmei Maaser Sheni. V'mhevi yechol kenagdan, if he did bring a carbon for Maaser Sheni money that was obligated, then he's going to have to eat chulin, take chulin money or chulin food and eat of equal value to that of the Maaser Sheni money that he misused. The Mishnah ends off Zaklal. This is the general rule. Kolshu chutz la'achila ulishtia ulisicha midmei Maaser Sheni. Anything that's used for a purpose other than eating or drinking or rubbing on his skin, such as oil that he rubs on his skin, and used Maaser Sheni money for any other purposes, so then Yechal Kenegdan, he has to eat chulin food in place of the Maaser Sheni that he misused. He has to use the same value of chulin food and eat it properly in Yerushalayim like he would have with the Maaser Sheni. Perek Beis Mishnah Alf. Maaser Sheni nitin la'achila. Maaser Sheni is allowed to be eaten. Ulshtia, and you can drink it. Ulsicha, and you can rub it on a person's skin. You can use it to rub. Lechol davar shidake lechol. He's allowed to eat something that's normal to eat. Food products that he's able to, that are normal to eat. And lasach davar shidake lasach, and he can rub on his skin something that's normal to rub, like olive oil. But lo yasach yain v'chemetz. He shouldn't rub wine or vinegar on his skin of Maaser Sheni, because these things are not typically used for rubbing, they're used for eating or drinking. But he is allowed to rub oil onto his skin for Maaser Sheni oil. That's considered a normal consuming type of eating of the oil by rubbing it on his skin. And these are all learned from the Psukim. Psukim lists things that are edible, and drinking is included in eating. And there's psukim that teach that rubbing onto one's skin is similar to that of drinking. Ein mefatman shemen shel Maaser Sheni. One is not allowed to perfume oil of Maaser Sheni by putting in spices into the oil, because the spices were generally removed afterwards, and the oil is Maaser Sheni oil, and the spices will soak up the Maaser Sheni oil and then will be removed and discarded, and that's going to be wasting the Maaser Sheni oil that's absorbed in these spices. And one's not allowed to buy spiced oil with Maaser Sheni money, and this is because one is supposed to purchase food related items, but something also that's Shava L'chol Adam, something that all people appreciate, that type of food item. But this spiced oil is something that was generally used only by Mifunakim, people with refined taste, and it's not something that was used by everyone, and therefore cannot be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. The Mishnah now says that although one's not allowed to spice the oil, perfume the oil, Avam Mefatim Hu Es Hayayin, he is allowed to add spices to Maaser Sheni wine, and this is because by the wine, the spices were left in the wine, they weren't removed, and the wine was, they would drink the wine with the spices in it, and therefore none of the Maaser Sheni wine would go to waste. The Mishnah now discusses if a mixture happened where there was Maaser Sheni produce that Chulin got mixed into it, and he wants to redeem the Maaser Sheni onto money. So generally, if it's generally, he just has to redeem the value of the Maaser Sheni that's in the mixture. But what if that through the mixture, the value of the mixture goes up in value and it's worth more than the sum of the two parts? So the Mishnah gives examples. Nafal l'teichei dvash utavlin v'shbichu. If dvash, honey, or spices fell into Maaser Sheni wine, and now it's a better wine, it's a spiced and flavored wine, and it's now worth more than the total of the value of the original wine and the spices separately, together. So the Mishnah says that here it's more complicated when you're coming to redeem it. You can't just redeem the value of the Maaser Sheni wine, because the wine is more valuable now. So the Mishnah says, Hashvach l'fi echeshben, the shvach, the added value, you calculate it l'fi echeshben, according to the calculation, proportionally. So based on the percentage of how much wine there was in the mixture, how many parts wine to spices, you'll calculate that same proportion in the increase in value, the same proportions corresponding to the proportion of wine to spices, that much will have to be redeemed from the additional value onto money when he wants to redeem this mixture from the Maaser Sheni onto the money. Similar case, Dagim Shenispashlu Im Ha Kaflutes Shal Maaser Sheni Vishbichu. If there were fish that were cooked with kaflutes, which are leeks of Maaser Sheni, and it is now went up in value and it's worth more than the value of the fish and the leek separately. So again, Hashmach L'fi Cheshbon, you calculate. There was Maaser Sheni leeks, and calculate proportion and how many parts leek there was to fish, and out of the increased value, the same proportionate amount of parts of that increased value will have to be redeemed onto the money. Isa Shal Maaser Sheni She'afa V'shpicha. If there was dough of Maaser Sheni that was baked and it went up in value, because the bread's worth more than the dough, so the Hashvach L'Sheni, all the extra value goes to Maaser Sheni. When he comes to redeem the bread on coins, he doesn't just redeem the value of the flour or the dough that went into it, but the full value of the bread. Even though there was firewood that went into the process of making the bread, and there was other costs, but we don't see the bread as a mixture of bread and firewood. It's not something that's visibly apparent, and so we don't look at it as a mixture. We only look at it as just plain Maaser Sheni material over here, and the entire thing needs to be redeemed, the full value of the bread, redeemed onto money. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol sheshivchei nikker, anytime when you can see the shvach, the increase in value is recognizable, you see the two different components that make it more valuable, so then a shvach l'fi cheshbon, you have to calculate the cheshbon by proportion of the different ingredients. This was the case by the honey and spices that went in the wine, or the fish cooked in the leek, then you can see the different ingredients and see why it went up in value. But in a case where you don't see the component that made the mixture go up in value, like the bread, where you don't see the firewood when you look at the bread, then Hashvach L'Sheni, then all the increased value goes to Meiser Sheni.